So here's a question for our listeners. If there were a potion that would allow you to stay young forever, would you take it?
That seems obvious, Yael. Who wouldn't want to recapture their youth?
I'm not so sure the answer is obvious, Don, because research has shown the older you get, the calmer and happier you tend to be.
Wait a sec. Old age is hard. There's disease and loneliness and depression.
True. I'm not saying that being old is easy, but social scientists at the University of Texas have found that overall, aging is associated more with positive passive emotions instead of negative active emotions.
Passive emotions?
Yes. Emotions can be passive and active as well as positive and negative. So, for example, feeling calm is a passive emotion, and it's also usually seen as positive. Anxiety and anger, on the other hand, are clearly negative emotions, and at least in many cases, they're also active.
Can't anger be passive, like when someone is passive-aggressive?
Sure, but the point is that in general, aging seems to make us more emotionally passive, and being passive seems to correlate more with positive emotions, like calm and contentment. It's not clear why aging has this effect, but maybe it's because when you're older, you're no longer trying to prove yourself, no longer as anxious about getting ahead. Although, to be fair, the researchers found that the richer and more educated you are, the more you experience positive emotions.
Still, it's a comforting idea. Maybe growing old isn't so bad.
In fact, it might be pretty good.
This Moment of Science comes from Indiana University.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear, with help from Catherine Ross at the University of Texas.
There are hundreds more Moments of Science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. For a Moment of Science, I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.